Studio 54.
Well, we finally made it.
They went hot instantly, huh?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Why not?
Back once again.
Throw it in the corner. Yeah, Brown let me fakes, drink fires my water. Up the three.
Cause my headphones is way too loud.
Yeah. Literally, you have to just be really into what you're doing and what you're saying. But if you mean what you say, it comes natural, actually. You don't try to be different, because when you try to be different, you end up being the same.
Studio 54.
Yo.
Studio 54.
Yeah.
My headphones are wildin'.
Wow.
We in this bitch.
Coming in. Right.
That bitch came in so I shook on my brain. I can't right. Chill out, bro.
My headphones was like, you gon' hit this.
My sis was shaking like a bitch.
Like, that bitch said, you gon' feel this intro.
Right.
That's what happened when you have Muggy on the beat and you maximize
it. Bitch. Rocking.
Yeah.
So alert.
Yeah, so we back in here. Episode 8. Of Studio 54, hosted by your boy Dre Els, aka Horchata Poppy, with
your boy Castle, aka the engineer, aka Pia, along with
Muggy Will William, is still winning, feel still muggy some days.
It's hot today.
Yeah.
You pretty muggy.
Shorts.
Muggy with a chance of beats.
with a chance of beats.
Yeah, that's nice.
That nigga's stupid.
Youngin.
Yeah,
let's go semi.
Man, I thought we was going all the way through, but you know what I'm saying? You already know what it is, man. It's the semi youngin', you know what I'm saying? Golly JW in the building.
Yeah, and I'm here on the sofa. So far, so good. It's your boy, Pro. So
yeah, he trying to find that. Yeah,
Meta Pro. We
that's wild, too, the semi youngin'.
This a good day. This is a real good day. It's the last full moon of 2024. Quick fun fact. And it's today.
Word.
Yeah, nice. Just spinning off of Friday the 13th. It's all eerie ass feeling.
Right after Friday the 13th, which was my birthday.
Happy birthday, Dre.
Appreciate it, fellas.
Yeah. Dre Day, nigga. Yeah
man.
AK, nigga.
Yeah.
How everybody week been, man? I know y'all got some stories and shit.
Go around. Who's starting the campfire?
I know y'all let JW start.
He got to I'll
go ahead and give us a very, very careful.
Man, like, I'm gonna tread the lines as much as I need to, but
yeah,
we're gonna make a long story even longer. Now I'm getting pretty much, you know, yesterday got a nice Christmas party to go to, me and the wife, and then you got the owner. Son's girlfriend shooting her shot at me in front of my wife. I know you're drunk, but that's so wild. Man. Oh, that's the wildest. I've never been so
allegedly. Yeah.
Hey, look, you can say alleged all
for
you
safe
want.
Reasons. For safe reasons.
Like I said, I ain't putting out what,
for safe reasons.
Who company? Without none of that. But it was just a crazy night. I'll tell you what, people they know how to have some fun. Yeah, fun. To be in the clubs, barefoot's crazy work.
Oh wow.
they had some real sights to see, man. So I had a good time. I had a great brunch with the wife.
That let me know the racial backup, right?
Yeah. So look, that's why
I saw a lot of winter snow out there.
We gonna polarize it that way.
Yeah.
Man, what about y'all, man? How y'all weekend went? What you get into for your birthday, bro?
Man, I really just, like I said, man, I'm on a holistic journey right now, dog. I've just kept the peace.
I love the cordial.
I got a little bottle of something to share with you guys, you know what I'm saying,
man,
for the
appreciate
show.
Appreciate that,
so,
man.
So my gift for my birthday was to share with y'all guys.
That's real deal.
Such a good guy.
You know? God, that's what happens with age and enlightenment.
Man, right? Yeah. Yeah, bro.
Yeah. Hold up, dog. But the whole Christmas party thing, did your wife feel a way about the chick? Was she aware of the dynamics of what was going on?
Oh, yeah, for sure. Mm-hmm. I mean, my wife ain't green, you know what I'm saying? She peeped the scene, too. She understand. So, I mean, that's what made me feel more comfortable. Now, Now I can appreciate them. I'm like, yeah, I'm getting shot at. You see that? You better watch out. You know what I'm saying? But then we gonna have us a good time after. You know what I'm saying? So it is what it is. Yeah. She, you know, she, of course, she gonna feel it. I feel the way too. You know, like, damn, right in front of me.
Right.
What I'm shrimp around here? What's going on? Like, you know what I'm saying? Don't come around like that. So, but
that's some bullshit. You know, your wife there, whatever, and like, you know. Yeah,
that's just what
it be like that when the drinks get the flying.
Yeah, when drinks get the flying, man.
It's a holiday season.
Everybody got their bonus
checks. Yeah, everybody got their bonus checks.
Everybody feeling, you know, kind of toasted.
Everyone's in a mood for giving.
It is what it
bars
is.
Bars open. You know how they
got those little pop-up booths like you do at the Christmas party? Well, one time I was working at the law firm. They had a pop-up booth, and I got a little show from one of my coworkers at the pop-up booth. Damn, and yeah, so it was just like... Then I couldn't show nobody. You know what I'm saying?
Got your chestnuts roasted.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying?
Seasons of giving.
Yeah, you know? That's what I'm saying, you know?
Always love Christmas parties.
Yeah.
Hey, Christmas parties. I used to be the bah humbug of Christmas parties. Cause
why?
Shit, I mean, due to my profession, me and Christmas really don't get along all the time. So I'll be very unjolly around Christmas. I'm learning to get in the spirit, man. I got kids, man. I got to do it for them, man. Make
understood.
Them happy, like, family shit, you know?
So since our last episode, what it was, allegedly, right?
Allegedly.
And some new news has come out that the story that the person that was accusing Jay-Z of raping her didn't line up with her father's story, with a lot of other people's stories. So it's looking like that one's getting shot down. That's why we put the big title allegedly in front of that thing.
Alleged.
She. I think she said that I made a huge mistake.
Yeah.
That's exactly what you say before, like. Tall dudes in all black show up at your job and tell you some shit, and then it's like, then you report that, you know what I mean? But I'm just saying, you know, like, it just be me watching too many Law and Order fucking episodes, you know. But definitely, that probably most likely almost happened.
And she thought it was gonna just be a payout and go. I mean, it sounded like that's what the lawyer was saying.
You get hit with some shit of some cease and desist of some.
Well, this is what she said. Well, this is what NPR reported yesterday, December 14th. They said a woman accused Jay-Z of raping us at 13 shares new details about alleged assault.
Oh, okay.
So she's actually going in a bit.
She's going in further, but saying her. Well, the father was the one I heard it reported that he didn't drop her off, or he didn't remember dropping her off anywhere.
She said a friend dropped her off. her dad came in and said the story didn't line up. Right now it's still mucky. You know what I'm saying? It's no concrete evidence.
Yeah,
so
it's not enough.
It's nothing, you know, and it's still a civil suit. So, you know.
Yep.
At the end of the day, we'll see what happens.
Yeah. We'll see.
They don't have enough money to do that. That's what that shit means.
Yeah.
They don't have enough money to do that.
Inconsistencies.
Yeah.
Yeah.
oh, my voice cracked like I'm going through puberty. Shout out Mars, man. He sent us some nice dope shirts, actually.
Yeah, fire.
You know money always requires sacrifice, man.
Yeah, absolutely, absolutely.
I be thinking about that name. Money always requires sacrifice, and I'm like, damn, that's kind of true.
That's exactly a fact.
Money always requires sacrifice for
because
your kids,
it's something that you want
time,
versus need.
Yeah,
it's a big lesson to learn. You dig?
So in a time where we need to be locked in, my boy was looking at what was that Super Mario Brothers 3?
I definitely was looking at the stars ratings on it.
I was like, damn, that's where we at for Game Boy Advance, man. All right,
the reason my daughters, you know, they only been playing phone games, but I wanted them to play the classics like I grew up on. Guess what they've been playing? Way more than phone games. Mario Kart, Mario, Super Mario 64, all the shit that come on Nintendo.
Yeah.
And they actually using textile functions with their hands as opposed to just a touchscreen. So I think it's beneficial.
Mario Kart 5.
Mario Kart is fine. You can't hate on Mario Kart. But let's move into the boot up or shut up since we talking about Mars. You know what I'm saying? Where that bitch at? Edit it.
Boot up or shut up. So, Muggy, I'm gonna go ahead and let you introduce this one, brother.
Yeah. This is Mars. Money always requires sacrifice. The song is called Ether, and if you look up Ether, Google type shit is there's some theories on Ether and like the like before the Big Bang or some shit that was like some kind of energy or light that was given to the universe, and you know.
Like zero point energy?
Yeah. So
right. It was that shit that make your soul burn.
Yeah. On some other shit though, this is on some Big Bang shit.
You did the beat on this one?
Yeah, I did the beat beat on this one.
It's a Muggy
some
beat.
Good shit. This is the type of content I like too, on some spiritual shit.
What is ether? Ether is a unique essence of life force energy that flows through the universe and most of existence. The source of quintessence, chi, aura, and mana. It is the mystical celestial element that is also known as the fifth element. Fire, water, earth, air, and ether.
Gotta feed your mind before you free your mind. My eyes wide open, telescope and open. I can reach the blind, peeking through their blinds. Keep your blinds open, let me feed your mind. On beats I rhyme and go deeper and deeper, yo. My wisdom learned from ancient times. Hope I reach your soul with this ether flow.
Ether.
Beat me though, I'm one of a kind, you can't beat me. So run with the blind, you can't see me. All you AICPPO drugs, I snap like Polaroid, do you get the picture? I press the button and release the missile. Never ran for office, but I'm still official. Blow the whistle, flag on the play, I'm so flagrant. Overseas my fragrance, getting ass from her on a daily. Getting cash money like baby, they been dragging for a nigga lately. But I don't pay him no attention, I stay strapped up like the Navy. And my cap fucked up, I'm crazy. Took a mushroom cap today, threw my fucks away. Flushing words down the toilet. Saw me in my truck today, called me Big Big, cause she heard I'm from New Orleans. She wanna lay late and get the pipe today, asking me why I'm stalling. Cause I'm grinding day late for the Big Big, I be focused on all.
All right, man. So, how y'all feeling about that one so far?
I like that bitch up.
Boot that bitch up.
Money will always require sacrifice, motherfucker. Mail the merch. Hell yeah. Y'all holla at Mars, man.
Yeah, my man's spitting on that.
My partner, Ronald, grew up on Rockton Circle, man. Still doing this thing, hustling.
East side.
Fucking right. East side. All yeah,
absolutely.
You did.
Fucking right.
Yeah. Boom. That's the answer.
That sounds like the only answer right there.
Yeah.
Sound like the only answer right there. I mean, like
boot
you said, he
up,
came man. In with the mail, and we're going to boot him up every day.
Yeah. Boot up or shut up.
Yeah, it's the boot up or shut up segment. I was gonna go into the this video of this guy that's always talking about the Saints. He be drunk as fuck, dog. But he's hilarious. I we got our own podcast, but we gotta shout out other podcasts. Why not? You know what I'm saying?
Oh yeah, that boy funny.
Yeah,
this
man.
Is from I'm the Snow Like John podcast.
Yeah.
Can you believe they replaced the fucking Drew Brees picture on the streetcar with a picture of Derek fucking Carr at the Ritz-Carlton? If I'm anywhere near that motherfucker, I'm going to spit all over that fucking bullshit. That's fucking ridiculous. Fuck the Ritz-Carlton.
Spit-Carlton.
It's terrible. It's disgusting. This dude's walking off the field holding his fucking vagina, crying. What a fucking pussy. He can get hurt standing in a fucking telephone booth, this fucking idiot. I mean, what drugs is Oshner giving Carr? Early in the week, in an interview, he said, we got people that can replace Taysom Hill. Come on, man. Jesus Christ couldn't replace Taysom, son. Group A,
I think it's time to head back to the fucking North Pole, baby. I think Santa needs you. There really ain't nothing to look forward to in this fucking city. Between LSU, the Saints, the Falcons, the only thing to look forward to
And we got the Visions Christmas party coming up this Friday.
Yes,
I'm
sir.
Yeah, come out there. I'm going to go see Sandy in a little Santa outfit.
East side.
With a little fine
ass. That boy.
I feel like I know that dude.
That's crazy.
That boy definitely dog. From a Italian from St. Bernard Parish. Yeah,
that's the crazy part. Like that's the Christmas party I was at. You know what I'm saying? That's the part. You know what I'm saying? I was there with Oak. That's what y'all don't do.
Yeah, bro. He definitely one of them guys.
Yeah, man.
Yeah, that's fucking. Wow. He from the Marcello's
shit.
Family.
Y'all ever went to the Christmas party at Vision?
No.
I just was now. I just told you.
No.
I just told you how it went down. I was just
down.
Oh, down. Well, yeah, down. They're still on down?
Yeah.
Yeah,
that's
wow.
That's where it's been.
Motherfuckers.
I'm telling you, I walked in with the vest, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. Man, you know, I was done up, went to JCPenney, got right.
JC.
That's all I'm saying. Yeah. JCPenney got me right.
Yeah. Definitely got right.
Yeah. Spend your pennies, though.
It makes sense.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? Hey.
Yeah.
Fucking right.
That's the one right there.
JC.
Yeah, a little vest. I mean, it was like Easter. Last time I wore a little vest was Easter.
That's hey, man, bow tie and all, man. Relax. Ooh, yeah. I was fresh. Yeah. I jumped fresh
light,
on
the light.
You got to put on Jay-Z. Bring out the party.
Bring out the party, yeah. Dog.
It's that blue magic.
Word.
So let's move into some free game for y'all, boys.
Free game.
You need really better good segues. Better good segues.
Intern, don't share a lot of your plans with people because they're less creatives in the world than we are. You know what I'm saying? So what they do is they thrive off our ideas because we so freely pop up with new stuff all the time. There's nothing for you to talk about your plans in front of somebody because you just keep on making new ones and bigger ones.
Right. Right.
People that can't create, they're just sitting around waiting for you to say something so they can take that shit and put the spin on it and do it their own way. So me, I'm quiet until it's already too big for you to ignore. If I don't say anything about what I'm building until I'm finished, I won't have to say anything because you will see it in the middle of the street. So the same way I do with a lowrider, I never tell you, I'm working on this, I'm working on a 55, because everybody talk about what they're doing.
Right.
I won't have to talk about it. You see me at the red light. That's why I keep your ideas.
Spitter with some free game for y'all, boy.
Yeah.
That's some research that says, like, keep your ideas to yourself. Like, when you tell a motherfucker something, and you saying, I'm about to do this or do that, like, your brain, you know, you get a dopamine high or some kind of satisfaction from telling somebody what you're doing because it tricks yourself into thinking that you're already doing.
Accomplishment.
You
know? It's harder to follow up with
it's falsifying
it.
Falsifying accomplishments.
It's like, I told them that, so my brain thinks I already did it.
It's just as good.
Yeah,
it's a false reward.
Shit to yourself.
Especially if they agree to it. If they be like, oh, yeah, that's a fire idea.
You're right, exactly. You get the positive reinforcement.
Right. You leave with that thought of like, damn, man, I got some dope going on. And you ain't even started it. Like you said, it's just sitting in the pocket.
Yeah,
pray on your downfall,
man. Just to add to that, man, it's to add to them gems, man. Just do it. Everybody be afraid to make the mistakes, man. Just get out there and do it.
Yeah,
because I mean, you got on a bike and failed 30 times before you was able to go. As just watching my son trying to walk, I mean, he's falling multiple times, but he's gonna keep getting up and doing it.
Right. Mm-hmm.
So facts. As I'm sitting here telling him, like, you know, don't be afraid, let go. You know, I gotta sit back and reprogram that into ourselves. Like, look, don't be afraid. Just let go of the wall and walk. Start walking.
Right. Better try. Shout out to 409. You know what I mean?
Yeah, shout out.
Shout out to the cleaning company, 409. That's how many times it took them to correct their formula.
I wanna say 409 or 419?
409. What is it called?
Four nine.
Four
I don't know,
nine.
But it's crazy that they still have a spick and span.
Yeah, damn. Hey, y'all still use Comet?
Wow.
I'm saying?
Just thought about what you said.
Yeah.
That's pretty fucking racist.
And guess who uses it the most?
Don't say it.
Son.
All right, let's get into conspiracy.
Let's leave it alone. Yeah.
Conspiracy fucking theory.
What a good segment.
Great way to get to conspiracies, huh?
Hey.
Exactly. Conspiracies.
So, did y'all see those like UFO sightings over Jersey?
Fucking right.
They everywhere, bro.
It's crazy.
It's wild.
Right?
It's really really fucking eerie. Okay, I'm gonna wait to after because this shit's weird. Yeah, I'm gonna wait to see
fucking
what
crazy.
Though. Let's just watch.
Yeah, I'm waiting to see what happens
let's
first.
See, let's see. Let's all watch right. this little.
Yeah, yeah. Let's catch. Wow, look how he
started
that off.
Okay, so about a week ago, I started seeing them more on a daily basis, mainly just like a white light that would sit in a place and then after a few minutes move left to right, up and down, just these very slow motions, and then they would just go away. It didn't concern me at first. I just didn't think anything of it until it started becoming like every night, the same time, same places. So I figured, okay, they must be doing some kind of military drill. Not that I went to go look to see if they were, I just figured that's what they were doing. And then once they came out and said that they're not and they don't know what they are and they're not foreign, but they're not ours and they don't pose a threat. That's
how
when
did
it becomes
they, how do they know they don't pose a threat?
Right.
That's my
right.
question. Then right. it must be them, right? Right.
Well, what it is this was crazy because you see shit like this go on and then 2 days later it shows across, like pull it up, Amazon to launch drone delivery soon. Or like there's a bunch of fucking drones flying around all the same addresses and spots and shit like that. Then you got some like Amazon talking about they're about to launch like a drone delivery.
Nah,
so is
dog.
That test for that?
That wasn't. Bruh. I mean,
I've been watching.
They had one. A bunch of eerie
they had
shit.
One that shot out like shit. That wasn't no drone from Amazon.
Now they got some shit that's been doing some weird shit that I've been reposting, like orbs. Nah, Amazon can explain the
I've
orb.
I've been following this shit, dog.
It's like energy orbs that's been floating around and shit. Shit's getting pretty weird,
I
bro.
I don't like the
that's
fact
where
that
it
the
goes.
Government.
See the
I don't
energy
like
orbs?
The fact that the government is saying they don't know what it is and it's not a threat. It's not foreign drones and shit, and they acting like they don't know what's going on.
But how do they know it's not a threat?
Right, exactly. Like, why are you gonna tell me it's not a threat, motherfucker? You don't know what's going on.
I guess
right.
they just going off of shit. If it was a threat, it would have done something by now. Shit, if we just maybe looking just at
the,
it.
Maybe
that's
they
all
do.
Yeah, that's all.
That's
maybe
just the job. Of the, that's the job of the government.
Yeah, they got, you know, try
to put the people at calm. Like
then I hear it's like
know,
a psyop.
Like, nothing going on.
Then I hear it's like a psyop. They want to learn how the public's going to respond to these drones.
That's
in
exactly
the air.
What they got
to
do.
And it's yeah. like, oh, let's see how the public responds. But then I hear it's like antennas. On some nuclear shit. They're looking for nuclear bombs.
Conspiracies.
Yeah,
conspiracies,
they're looking for nuclear shit. So it's like, dog, and all my algorithms giving me misinformation. Fuck TikTok.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like TikTok.
Oh, that shit out of here in January.
Yo, get it out of here.
Yeah, please get it
no,
out of here.
No, they ordered it. They ordered that Google and the Apple Store remove TikTok. From your
please,
fucking,
please
it's gonna
get
automatically
it out of here.
Just get out of here.
I mean, I like the women yeah. shaking ass and shit, dog, but like, yeah. fucking get the fucking shit out of here. There's
I mean,
so
I just
want to
see children stop fucking dancing on aisle six. Like, you randomly just going down a store and I'm trying to grab fucking Apple Jacks and here's fucking
oh,
Sarah.
Oh my God, dog. That's
some
fucking
stupid
aggravating
shit.
Dog.
Like,
but
just
how you don't know what's going on, dog? That's just crazy, dog.
They know what's going on.
I don't believe it.
They got paid to shut up. Conspiracies. Yeah.
So at this point, I think I'm gonna move it over to Dre and open up Lover's Lane new reintroduction segment. And basically let's get it on. About
red.
No,
Dre,
not
red. Dang, nigga.
Let's do green.
Yeah,
do purple.
Purple.
Prince
lovers. Yeah,
yeah.
It's Prince. There we go. All
green, right. Purple. Yeah. It's about
lovers.
I ain't never mad at purple. You know what I'm saying? 2600 shit. You know.
Yeah, it's some Dre lover, lover. Come and take that walk down Lover's Lane, baby. Yeah.
You're welcome, Dre.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Yeah, this is a Lover's Lane segment of Studio 54. Like I said in previous episodes, it started off as like, this would be like, you know, your typical like love section, you know, podcast, Keith Sweat portion.
Talk real deep.
Yeah, your voice go like this now.
Yeah, you know, and that's where it was going. But then it was just like, life, you know what I'm saying? Just, I mean, that's probably been the mantra of the year. Like, life is gonna life. So I had to take a hard left, though. Like, shit, you know what I'm saying? Life made its way into, you know, the atmosphere, into the world, and it's just like energy that's been given out. I just wanted to monitor that, you know, no matter if it's relationships or friendships, mm-hmm. you know what I'm saying? Sometimes you wonder why, you know, at the end of the week you're so tired or drained or something. It's not even work, you know what I'm saying? It's not your family. It's some of these outside relationships that just feel so one-sided, you know what I mean? You take on their burden. You take on so much of other people's burden, even knowing, you know, just being a good person. And, you know, and there's very few outlets for you to release. So you're carrying so much on you. And a lot of us even know, we still have people that go to therapy. I attend therapy. So it's like we should, you know, utilize that a bit more, but also just try and watch the energy that we give out, we receive. Whether, you know, good or bad, and just, you know, make sure our mentals are at its highest level. So I'm on that journey, you know what I'm saying? Sir. And hopefully I'm just going to continue to speak on that throughout the Lover's Lane portion, and maybe to get back to, you know, some regular hood nigga shit. But
I think it's important, though. I mean, because either it don't matter, like, Lover's Lane is not, when I hear it, I feel like it's, like, not necessarily between you and another person every time, because like the most important part of a lover's lane is like self-love. Facts. And that's the most important part of self-discovery, is that journey of like awareness, though. I noticed path you're on. Like I walked on that path and like realized that so much of my life, we feel like there's things that we have to collect. But yet when you get to like that path, you realize there's more that you gotta let go of. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Yep. And it's like, it's the path of like least resistance.
Yeah.
You know, so I'm happy you're on your path, brother. Yeah. Yeah.
The journey is sometimes the most important part.
That is the important part, because it's like I don't know where I'm going to end up.
Right.
But I'm just taking the steps.
Enjoy it, though.
So where are you on your journey now? How you feel about it? How would you rate it? You know what I mean? Saying, are you
At this point, just acknowledging and beginning a journey is refreshing. So I feel refreshed and just more energized just based on that, and just trying to create good habits.
Just in your open notebook habits stage, pretty much. Right. Yeah, open notebook stage, just kind of taking in and learning everything that's going on around.
Yeah, right. You're going to hear us talk nuance, because, like, you know, sometimes things don't need to be expressed, but y'all know where we're
coming
from.
That's the shit. Yeah. I love the pad. With that say, I got one quote, and it's, the foot feels the foot when it feels the ground. And that's by Buddha. So if you think about it, that's all about the fact that you can't feel your journey until you actually step in it.
Mm-hmm.
The foot feels the foot when it feels the ground.
Right.
You're not aware of your journey until you actually step in it. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, that's for everybody. Go step in that journey. New year.
It's some dream lover, lover. Come and take that walk down Lover's Lane, baby. Yeah.
You welcome, Dre, again.
Yeah, good shit.
He's so polite.
Yeah, that was a freestyle, though, too.
Yeah, so polite.
Yeah.
That's good stuff.
Well, yeah, you know, we got to change the lighting back to normal now.
Yeah.
I mean, purple what, is. What, well, purple like, isn't what normal. Is normal. It's regal.
Yeah.
Purple is regal.
What is normal?
You know,
yeah, regal beagle.
Nothing's normal anymore.
Nothing's normal.
Conspiracy.
So, let's get into some reaction vids. I saw this one. About Manny getting his flowers.
Fresh?
Fucking Manny. Fresh.
You see, nah, this nigga created the sound. When people talk about the sound, I try to be specific, you know, because they always say the sound and all these other producers. Can't no producer in Baton Rouge or nowhere in the state of Louisiana, not even New Orleans, make a beat like my dude, because he the reason I came to Cash Money. And I just feel like when it comes to sound and what he created back then, I feel like his shit was still the test of time. So
that was Juvie talking about Manny, of course.
Yeah.
Facts.
What y'all think about that?
Manny a fucking beast, man.
Let's talk about Manny fresh.
A fucking beast, dog. Manny, I used to put my fucking headphones on, dog. I used to fucking smoke weed. I used to lay in my fucking bed. I don't give a fuck. It was Friday, Saturday night. I ain't had shit going on. And I listened to this motherfucker Beats, dog. This motherfucker had shit going on and changing in the bells and fucking changing the beat. And constantly. It was just so fucking, it was so intelligent of how this motherfucker did Beats, dog.
What's your Manny Fresh beat when you come to mind? Everybody help. Put up a Manny Fresh beat. Help by BG.
Help, dog. This Checkmate album. That shit did so many different things that helped on that Guerrilla Warfare shit, dog. All right, fact. That shit's a motherfucker, dog.
Man. Like what Manny Fresh did is, when I think about Manny Fresh beats, like the sounds that he used, well, his early beats, the sounds that he used were mostly like
Bandish.
Himself, like his like think about Dragon Through the River. Well, he's going like, well, he's saying oh all over the track.
Like
it was so simplistic at the beginning that we went through the journey with Manny Fresh until he became this nigga that came up with I Need a Hot Girl.
Yeah,
like you know what I'm saying, like. Drag him through the river all the way through. Get your roll on, fucking.
Gregory D. Buck Jump Time.
That was their first one.
That. Buck Jump Time. That cameo.
Yeah, Ellen Toussaint.
Buck Jump Time. That
this album right here. This album right here.
Ellen Toussaint.
This definitely a difference showing right now. I ain't gonna lie to you.
Yeah. You go to that next one. I'm gonna tell you. Yeah. You see that? But see this one. You see
798.
Listen,
that whole album.
That next one. Though.
That whole album.
This was.
This
that's
is the
best
one.
Big Timers album.
This was the best one.
This
that's
is
the best
one.
Big Timers album.
Oh Lord.
When you
shit.
Ask me about Manny Fresh, this what I'm gonna cut on.
Yeah.
This,
yeah,
is,
yeah,
the,
this, was,
this is the Cash Money mecca.
I got 10 hold around up. My neck, 20 on my wrist, $1 million luck, $1 million kiss. Pull up in my Lexus, sipping on Don Pete. Call me the baby Pacino or CMB. I flow.
Hold up, go to number two. Go to number two.
And No Limit was on at the time. No Limit was out, and that fucking sound changed.
Wait, what's the this volume one of
that album changed?
Yeah, you gotta go to volume two.
And Big Time is No Limit. I mean, Cash Money came on.
Volume to the Green
Manny,
joint.
Manny Fresh was that. That's what separated No Limit, right there. That's what separated No Limit and Cash Money was Manny
was
Fresh.
Yes,
because he made that sound so much more
sir.
Different.
Big Ballin'.
Yeah.
Big this motherfucker beast. Here was the motherfucker song.
That bitch was fire.
This right here, bro.
This set the streets on fire.
I know. I still know this word for word.
1998.
Yeah, I was five.
I told your fucking ass I'll be back in a brand new Fleetwood Cadillac.
This is hilarious. I ain't gonna be a
nigga for sure. Chilling by your broad house, kissing on these hoes.
No, look.
Now you know we some old niggas.
When this
I know
came
that
out,
word for word.
You gotta pass me the drink. Legit, we can't play Cash Money.
Fire,
we gotta drink till we throw up, nigga. Like, this is the Cash Money model.
Legit,
how many
legit,
Cash Money models was there?
Five. I probably wasn't even five yet.
Pretty broad. New cars.
Caso, this the question. This the question.
Pretty jewels with new shoes.
This the question. What's the question? Muggy, this the question.
Word for word.
How many models did Cash Money have?
Oh, Lord.
The Cash Money motto
cash
is
money
the
model
one.
Cash Money
motto,
do what you gotta do. No, fight what you gotta fight. No.
Drink till you throw up.
Dog.
How many they had?
Dog, you can put all of them bitches on all shirt.
Every line that they had in this song was a motto.
Yeah.
It was always baby.
This was the beginning of game spitting.
If you're on YouTube or IG, you go in the comments. Let us know how many cash money models they had. Man, I remember ball till you fall.
Drink till we
cash money models, a drink till you throw up.
97, 98.
It's but I mean, like Juvie said, man, how he could withstand the test of times. Like for y'all, that was y'all fire. To me, it was like Bring It Back, like him coming on Bring It Back for with Wayne. That was a fire ass beat. It had a lot of bounce to it.
That brought 2004,
it back.
2004,
huh? So let's talk about it. Let's really talk about it around that time, because there's a lot of on that album. There's a lot to say about Wayne and Gilly. The fact that like Wayne flow switched up around
that time,
it was because of Gilly. But to a lot of the industry, they don't know them squad up days the way
that's
we do.
What I'm saying.
When Wayne was really
the
like,
500
what,
degrees,
dog. Wayne was,
that, but that 500 degrees Gilly, was when Wayne was in his squad up prime.
Let's say this. Yeah. Music is influential. Music is always influential. Right. You hear a new hot flow, maybe somewhere it seeps into your brain and some type of way it comes back out you, but I'm gonna say this. Anytime Wayne used any type of Gilly flow, he kind of like murdered it better than Gilly.
Oh, fucking right. Right.
Yeah.
So, I mean, you can't really say.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? He's using his flow because he sounded better than Gilly.
And then Gilly, you left and Wayne still was Wheezy.
Right. But that's almost like, that's the same.
It was all East Coast influence. I mean, all of us were East Coast influence that was pushing the pin.
No.
But you know what I'm saying? And he was just closer to Gilly, so he probably had a little bit of brush. And Gilly was big, bro. You know, he had the major figures.
Yeah, that's us.
When you see it, that's all that shit that was popping off in 98. But at the same time, you know, when Wayne was finding his own foothold with the Squad Up shit, he had so many different flows, like in 02. '03, like it was ridiculous.
Wayne
though.
Couldn't wait because you know he was saying like the fact that Wayne was coming up and him and Juvie always said that they was like fans of like Jay-Z and all this shit.
Yep.
That's how Wayne wanted to dress. Wayne, they wanted to wear Tims and jerseys and shit. They said Baby was like, we ain't doing all that. That's them.
Reeboks.
You did? We Reeboks Bulls. Hey, Shawty, we ain't doing all that, Playboy. We ain't doing all that, Playboy. You going to wear this white tee. We going to go to Club Rumors. You going to put on this bandana, Playboy. What color band? It don't matter, Playboy. We hot boys. It could be yellow and red and orange. All the colors are fire, Playboy.
To keep us around.
That's on Gladys.
To keep us around Manny Fresh, though. Yeah. I mean, even outside of just the New Orleans sound, you know, him, you know, linking up with like a T.I. Moving outside of that.
That was after that, when he kind of broke free.
So he was, you know, still staying alive with it, you know what I'm saying? So that's how much his sound really was able to withstand the test of time.
Right.
Jeezy, you know what I'm saying?
Were y'all on the podcast when we reviewed the video about how that song came about and how Juvie turned that down?
Which one?
The Top Back shit.
Top Back. Juvie turned down Top Back, son.
Oh.
Yeah. And it was like, I don't really like
he
that.
He turned down the track or was the...
He turned down the track.
He didn't want that beat.
No, he turned down
the beat. But Fresh had the hook on it already?
No,
it just was a beat.
It was just a beat.
He just didn't want the
Juvie
beat.
And Juvie ain't want it. And then that's why T.I. on the beginning goes.
Let me show y'all what to do with this track.
Exactly.
But the crazy...
I thought Wayne said that. T.I. said that too.
Yeah, Wayne said that too. But I mean, it was... Also, like when...
That's how much Wayne took over mixtapes. I ain't gonna lie.
When Manny was leaving Cash Money, you know, he did the first Carter 2. You know, Wayne did like three versions of every Carter.
Right. Yeah,
he did the version of a Carter 2 that those beats wound up going to Juvie, Jeezy, T.I. and all them other niggas and shit. But there's also Wayne versions on mixtapes that are on 504.studio as well.
And all the squads.
Check that shit
but
out.
Shout out to Juvie, though. I ain't gonna lie, though, because like, you know, I know we're gonna segue, but in a whole Hot Boy era, I just remember his. It was a different vibe.
He was the real superstar.
He was the
I wanted to talk about a Juvie for a second because it was just
so lyrical back then, though.
Yeah,
Juvie was the Hot Boy. You know what I'm saying? Outside of Wayne, you know, superstar.
Right.
Outside of BG and Turk, you know what I'm saying? He was the one that really got to mature.
Yeah,
we got to see him grow.
He went
from high, backed that ass up to rodeo. To Juvie Tuesdays,
that
Juvie
rodeo
Juice.
Was hard. Like,
yeah, the rodeo was tough. That was a tough record.
He been coming out first off with like Bounce for the Juvenile. You know what I mean? Back when he was with DJ Jimmy, his story is like so far.
Money on the Couch, nigga.
Yeah,
he was already writing for
Soldier Rags album.
That
up.
I knew he was lyrical when I heard it going to the Mac Map Cali walk and the shot called the big ball. You know what I'm saying? The six of her own connection to disrespecting my sex.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Because, like, and like, the industry version of that.
Hey, you going to keep babysitting that shot, though? You going to take that shot again?
I'm enjoying this. I feel like espresso.
Yeah,
it's like espresso.
Yeah, micro machine.
Shout out to that guy, though. And shout out to Juvie for smoking Dragon on his own song.
Oh, Lord.
You can bring it up. In a late night.
New York niggas think that Dragon smoked Juvie.
Man, what? Juvie dragged that boy on that drag.
We doing a poll video. Everybody in New York.
Right. I'm sorry.
In a late night.
On this song we playing right here.
Dragon
or Juvie?
But Juvie's shit was slower. So Dragon was doing that double time shit. So Juvie was slower. So I could see how that motherfuckers.
But it was just like, you know, New York niggas, they always got that fast flow. Got a gun bigger than they left arm and bullets bigger than they left arm.
That's the drill rap. Man, we walk on this bitch.
Yeah. Shout out to...
Listen to what I'm saying.
Shout out to Jado. He actually kind of tried to come on high with the
speed. He tried.
But he sucked on it.
He failed on that song.
But he tried.
He tried.
if we talking about Han, you heard the guy Bruno Mali? He did a Han like version of it. I want to say he from Florida. That shit was pretty dope. Let's if y'all haven't heard it, you know what I'm saying?
I'm gonna put it like
no,
this.
No, not Mali. M A L I.
I'm gonna put it like this. You know who had the best New Orleans and East Coast feature?
Ooh.
BG and Prodigy, nigga.
Oh yeah, Black Entrepreneurs.
Man,
Black
what BG feature Prodigy on my beat?
That's two different gutters right there. That's two different gutters.
BG verse on that song was so cold, dog.
On the HNIC album.
Man, what on the HNIC album, dog.
Drinking with that shit.
Yeah. Man, we gonna play that song.
But the Notorious Big and the Hot Boys, that shit go hard.
So who is this?
This that high remix from Bruno Mali.
Oh,
he made his own ply off it. I liked it.
Oh, I heard this, man. He from Florida.
Yeah.
So you the little nigga in that brand, huh?
Wow.
Man busting off top just to show them you ain't scared, huh? Keep
damn.
You out riders by your bed, huh? When they hungry, feed them lead. Know exactly how to play, huh? Can't stop fucking with your nose, huh?
Fine.
Doing them shows, huh? They know you all across the globe, huh? Keep it 100 with your woes, huh? Have to twinkle up your goals, finally tighten up your drawers,
wow.
Huh?
Yeah.
Keep it careful with them hoes, huh?
Yeah.
That's a Lambo, not a roll, huh? She coming out of clothes, huh?
Oh, yeah.
She got you on your toes,
let
huh?
Get to the hook.
You on the road, huh? Been to Jesus, reboxing your balls, huh? Your brother taught you not to bud, huh?
Right.
Get it in blood, huh? Fuck the prosecutor and the judge, huh?
Yeah.
Had him got it out the mud, huh? When champagne filled the tub, you was connected
out.
With the plug, huh?
Paper chaser, then damn. Got you black on fire, remain in the Jeep. Until the moment you expire, you know what it
damn.
Is.
Damn. That's love, nigga.
Real love.
No that's love.
Kids.
Make shout out to homie.
That's fire.
What's his name? What's his name, Kassel?
Young Molly.
Let him cut this little first part.
Pause that real quick. Man, shout out to him
you
for this.
That
hey, look,
shit.
Look, he ain't finished. Look, let him. Look.
No,
just give
no.
me, give me yeah, two yeah, more yeah, seconds. Yeah. Look,
wait,
give me
gotta,
two more seconds,
wait,
just wait, so wait, y'all can feel it. Two more it, seconds. Wait, I'm gonna tell you how you find it.
Give me call the little Haiti nigga thing. Where you?
All right, there we go.
Hold up, I said we gotta keep.
I want you to get from.
Better run for it. Run for it.
He really. I just wanted you to get all that. I needed you to get that from me. Real shout out. All right. There you go.
Caught in overtime, nigga. Dang, where you from? Better run for it.
You could cut it now. You could. I just wanted you to know he really was listening. Listening to,
damn, son.
Really yeah, was no, listening man. To nice our music, you know, way out there. Like that wasn't really supposed to be hot in
really,
his
let me see
really
beach in his era.
Featuring Prodigy, I don't think a lot of people know this song really exists, though.
I don't. Think
I really
I
came
know.
Across yeah. him because I was
found it?
I was just looking through new music, letting shit just play. Spotify just always play something,
yeah.
And it just kind of looped him in, and I was like, who the hell is this? I looked down, and hey, man, dude, fire.
Damn,
that's fire. And to this was the year 2000, right here. You know what I mean?
This
I know it's semi
youngin',
but this song
was seven.
Right here,
yeah.
You can tell by the beat. This 2000,
man, but this was around a time like
now speak for yourself.
The fact that Prodigy came grab BG for this song was huge, dog. Rest in peace, Bandana P.
Yo, I can see it done. Yo, let's be it done. And we can manifest all the cash we ever dreamed of. It's the cream I love.
We got
for the team.
Yeah, you gotta throw it to BG, too.
Everything else far away from us. Ain't no discussion for the plush life.
Ooh.
My niggas go hard and
perfect.
Knock y'all down and survive. In this jungle, wilderness. We was raised by the wolves and the scavengers. Instincts like an animal. But it toughened us. Put a whole lot of thug in us. And it paid off. You can't. None of y'all fuck with us. Don't get it twisted. I know
hey, Kassel,
anyone could get touched. But
BG smoke. Prodigy on his song.
Say word. I would never
word.
Let me straighten
watch
that
this.
Shit out for you, peeping. I'm the head nigga in charge, the best kept secret. We killers, but chill.
Respectfully.
Best kept secret. Let's not jump off the topic. We're talking about cash, fucking with minds will be much more than your ass. So many years and tears and blood and sweat that fell. It's dirt underneath my fingernails. Speak for itself. I'd be the same if I had billions. Couldn't understand my pain if you lived it. Give me the riches and all of my duns would be driving.
Done.
Beautiful.
Dang, I used to say that so much.
Young black entrepreneurs.
Get rich, get money.
Yeah.
What?
Yeah, look at this.
I never saw this, son.
Exactly.
Well, you know, I never
look
saw
it. Look,
sure.
The New York niggas with the N.O. niggas getting money.
We always had the same swag. Like.
Dog.
That's your first
name. Live off the interest.
Yeah.
The young black entrepreneurs.
Live off the interest, you heard me?
Yeah.
To the young black entrepreneurs. Uptown.
VL. When I cash hit the block, pistol on my side, bundle of dope in my socks, dime bags of pot, a sack of $20 rocks. I'm a hustler, I was taught be about green. Therefore, I got to have it by all means.
That nigga wrote to be way better.
Was raised that way. Can't see me being a hoe. You get played that way.
If I'm broke, it got I never heard that.
I love that BG can have his cadence on any beat.
I love that. I bring that shit.
Dick it hard off that shoot 'em up and bang bang shit.
I'm my beef with this click that I'm with. Believe that. Disrespect us if you want. We bang for feedback. Glock got a bad mouth. When it start, it don't stop. Black talents go straight through the heart and
close shop.
I'm a gorilla. I run with jackers and gangsters, convicted fellas, and believe we armed and dangerous. It get real. I'm prepared for whatever it comes to. Let me catch you with your drawers down. I'ma down you. Police will find you in a project dumpster. With your dick cut off, stuffed in your mouth, motherfucker. I don't care. A nigga that you fuck with, all of y'all gonna slip and get your head busted. Be Jeezy, love this. Gangsta
so
shit,
raw.
Nigga, whoever I beef with, I creep and spank you quick. Nigga.
To the young black all right. entrepreneurs, all right. get rich, right there. Get money.
There we go.
Yeah.
BG, dog.
Yeah, fun fact. Shout out, you know how many people dog. Don't know this song existed?
I'm fucking G.
Me.
You see what I'm saying? Yeah. Shout out right there. Saying. Boom. Let's bring that. Yeah. Rap history fact right here live on the studio.
On studio 54. Studio. Yeah. Studio.
Niggas don't realize BG was on a hell of a fire run in his teens.
Man, right. What? If,
from you like 15, busy. Really like 13 to 18, that nigga was on a crazy run.
Man. Mm-hmm. Don't forget Pimp Daddy.
Daddy. All right, so let's switch gears real quick. What kind of lights y'all want?
Blue. It's bank money, blue.
Dark blue or light blue?
Right there.
Right there. All right. So
seafoam blue.
We got choices.
You know, we always take our ladies out, right? Because we men. That's what we do, right?
Yeah. Definitely right, do. Definitely do.
We take our ladies out. We make sure they have a good time. So I think we need to watch this. Yep. And tell me what y'all think.
All right.
Her boyfriend refused to pay the bill for her birthday.
Shit, no.
You got lamb chop. You got steak.
You really just should have paid for all of our food.
I'm not paying for everybody's food. It's your birthday, cool, but I'm not doing this.
It's 18. What? I'm only paying for the check. I'm not.
All right.
No, this is a nightmare.
Yeah. Boss said it's 18 niggas. I'm not about to pay for y'all.
Right.
Hey, I'm with bro. I ain't about to pay for all them, man.
I'm not, bro. I'm definitely not paying.
No, no.
You saw how shorty 18 hit the, people?
Man, $4,800, man. What y'all eating?
That's too much.
That's what that bitch said. It said $4,800.
Yeah.
But man, no,
that's two mortgages. She was stressing. I'm not playing with her like that.
You gotta, you know, establish what's going on before you get to the.
I'm
bills
not gonna
here.
Lie. I feel yeah. like this is understood.
She was stressing.
That shit's so much of an understood. Like when Pro that was like, insane. "Hey, I'm doing something for Ash here." I knew I had to bring my own money. I wasn't.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Definitely not.
Yeah. I didn't.
Definitely
he didn't have to tell me that. You know what I'm saying?
How you get mad at him? How you expect? How yeah. you expect them to take care of everybody?
Right, this wild. Ain't at my house. Yeah, like, you come to my house, like, you good.
Obviously, yeah. I had some catering or I'm something a, yeah, done if you came to the house. But, I mean,
I ain't even doing that. I'm about to light that grill. You're going to make you a plate.
All that. But, you know what I'm saying? I'm not about
you
to.
Write your name on it to go one.
Dre.
Nah, I'm with
Dre. Dre, what you saying, Dre?
You on your journey? Well, how do you feel?
How you feel? Yeah.
If that,
right
that
kind
of parked this way in your journey right now, where you going with that?
$4,800 is
crazy. That's what I'm saying. That's all I'm saying, man. That's ridiculous.
This is when you know a woman's stressing. When she hit this right here, it's a secret pressure relief valve. When you got you stand close enough to a woman, she presses right here, go.
And I would have told her, I hope you press the button and shit $4,800 out, because I ain't paying. Yeah. I ain't doing that one.
That was to pay or not to pay.
We not paying out.
When nigga specifically pointed out whoever that was that got the lamb chops. Like,
you know what I'm saying?
When the last time you actually had
you
never, lamb
you don't even try lamb chops.
That nigga, boy laughed like Count Dracula.
You know what I'm saying?
I like to count things.
All right. What's a lot of money to y'all? Right now, what's a lot of money?
I mean, compared to what? To buy a car or a meal?
Like
in general?
Tomorrow you wake up.
Over a million.
This amount of money is going to change your life.
Over a million.
Life-changing money?
Life-changing money. How much that is?
I'm a hustler. You drop $100,000 in my account. That shit going to change my life. I'm going to flip the piss out that legally in the housing market.
All right.
Realistically, like 50 bands.
One
meal or better is a lot of
money. And one lump sum, 50 bands is
I got y'all talking about life-changing
100,000 guys. I'm sorry.
100,000. So we started talking about that to redirect and mention this.
Do $10 million. Would you take it?
$10 million. Would you take it?
For what?
Yes.
Sweaty?
Yes. And what would you say? Thank you?
I would. I'd say thank you.
But the only catch is you don't get to wake up tomorrow. Would you still take it?
No.
Exactly. So that means waking up tomorrow is worth more than $10 million. So wake up with a smile on your face every day and say that you're worth $1 million.
That is some high quality advice. That was
nah,
you
fuck
see, that's
you,
what broke
dog.
Niggas say.
Yeah, see, that shit like, how you gonna put a nasty twist dog. Like that on it, though? Like,
you're not about to do that I'm shit straight. To me. Like, you're not about to ask me to dip between 10,000 and fucking Nirvana.
In life,
I mean,
you know what I'm saying?
Nirvana.
Y'all missing the point.
I get the point, but why you gotta make it so dirty like that, man? Fuck,
the point is,
waking
up tomorrow is worth more than whatever life-changing money is.
The son in that yellow shirt was ready to do something for that 10 minutes.
Nah, facts.
He was like, what do I have to do?
I definitely
I'm ready.
Get it.
Yeah, I'm ready.
I get the spiritual speaking no. of it.
Yeah. Play. Fast fuck forward. Right. No pause. Hey,
but that, same, cap, that same nigga, you give him $10 million, but I fuck what I said. Like, jump on some
man, but
shit.
Look, he on stream right now. Shit, he probably but got $10 million.
If you're going to die tomorrow, you're not going to take it. Nobody going to take it.
Well, you give me $10 million, my grandchildren going to be good.
But nah, you die tomorrow?
But you know what?
You ain't money is worth more than money. You ain't being that for that. Your kids and showing them what the how to live.
Yeah,
how
that's
to
the, that's
you know
the
what?
Point
that's where
the
way okay. way more than money.
Since you want to get all deep and shit, I
yeah.
agree.
That was the point of the topic. We just joked it off.
Yeah, we just.
I feel like you can leave your kids $10 million, but if they don't know what to do with it, it's worthless. But that's money ain't shit, dog. Like most importantly, like I want to leave my kids behind a knowledge of like love and self expression.
Absolutely. So let's switch gears.
Money would be great too.
Yeah. Well, yeah. Money.
I love for them to have knowledge to self-express their wealth.
I feel like
I think Quincy
left Jones,
$70 million to each child.
Man.
$70 million.
Yeah. That's a lot of money.
God,
that is a lot of money.
Hey, you think he would have did more? You know, right? I'm joking, right? That's just amazing.
But that was a real discussion of like, should he have donated that or actually given it to him?
Listen. All
right.
But they said that was a real discussion. If he should have donated that money or actually of giving it to his kids, because a lot of his kids are already millionaires too. As
so,
well, you know,
why I gotta? Why does my hard earned money gotta go to
it's not
who y'all wanted
to
go
that
to?
Decision.
Yeah, like,
that's his money.
That's his money.
Why are we even passing opinions about what this man doing with his money after he did?
Or
that's like I might as well tell a person like you should get out of Popeye's line, go grow your own chickens.
Nah, that's his money. He
I mean, would it be any type of discussion for him to be like, you know, just you know, devil's advocate?
Yeah.
Instead of 70 per kid, 50 million per kid,
yeah.
And you donate that extra 20 right. towards a great cause, a school, something yeah. black.
Has he done this throughout his life? I'm sure he's given to charity.
I feel like if you raise your kids the right way, then
they will
right.
be.
They're going to have their own charity to give to.
That's the
key.
That's
the key. That's the key. That's like the Yoda moment in it all.
Right.
You know what I mean? It's like the free will.
I'd rather give it to my kids and trust they do the right thing for
Joy,
people.
This is
as opposed to
what if
Ray
they like
Cross.
Hunter? What if they like Hunter Biden?
I don't know. I don't know his kids, but I think my kids would be a little bit better.
You
than
don't
Hunter
know
Biden.
Hunter Biden that yeah. had all the crack charges?
Well, no, yeah. I'm saying I don't know how his kids compare to Hunter Biden.
Okay,
all right.
No,
this is how this compares to Hunter Biden.
That's a great actual transition.
This is a great transition to Hunter Biden.
We could find out why Hunter Biden
this
was
is
doing his thing.
This is allegedly.
What's the title, bro?
What's good about crack?
What's all right, good about crack?
At the Showtime at the Apollo.
Yes.
You want to know? Everybody, do you want to know? Crack brought the price of down to $5.
It did. Diet Coke.
Man, goddamn!
Hey, bro.
Hey, he been living his best life. That, he ain't tell no comedy. He told his truths right there.
That's the best
that's
comedy.
That's the best part, man. He hilarious. Brought it down to $5. Goddamn!
Jesus
man.
Christ,
fucked up.
That's at the Apollo, so that's Harlem in the 80s.
Oh, yeah. That's
man,
perfect.
Hey, that's dope.
That's
man.
Crack. Harlem that's crack, crack. Central,
it,
nigga.
Is it?
Yeah.
It said Fifth probably served them up allegedly.
Damn, son.
All right.
$5.
Some more fuckery since we're doing some fuckery. Wild.
Nigga said brought the price of pussy to $5.
Wait, I was just reading this. Wait, hold on.
The title says, former lion arrested for giving elderly lady golden shower during flight. Y'all ever sat buku far from like the toilet on a flight? Here you go.
Player Goster Sherilis relieved himself onto an elderly woman forcing the plane back to Logan Airport.
I glanced up at him. I thought at first he was just going to expose himself. And then he pulled out his penis and he started to urinate.
He appeared in court facing multiple charges, including disorderly conduct and resisting arrest.
He fully emptied his bladder on me.
In response to the accusations, Sherilis posted this on Instagram, saying in part, quote, I took a sleeping medication that I don't normally use, which resulted in behavior that is not representative of my character.
Great PR,
and I would like to apologize to the passengers and flight crew.
She took a Tylenol PM, but I know she woke up pissed off. I mean, pissed off.
I'm just trying to understand. Man, ain't no damn sleeping medications about to make you wake up and just piss on a person, bro. Like, come on, man. What you doing, bro? Damn. Man,
what you doing?
As a bladder effect.
I don't know.
It's a bladder effect. Ain't that a bitch? You know what I'm saying? She said he full, emptied his shit. Like, what?
That girl said he
Hey, man, so she left it. She left, like, drenched. Like, she was pissy? No, she said
he emptied his bladder. It wasn't a quick whoop.
Right.
He said, wait, what was she doing he was sitting
That's
down?
What I'm saying. Like,
was she just like.
Like, they sit on the boondocks. Why he ain't move? Like, why he ain't move?
We picked the perfect color by accident.
Pissy.
No, man. Bro, there's no way. I don't care what we on a flight. Nobody's about to sit there full piss
That's
on
what
you.
Happened
full
when you sit too far from the bathroom.
She capping. Yeah. She was living out her fucking wet dreams.
Type shit. She had to be. She was kind of liking that.
That was slick side mind.
It's just everybody else saw it too, so she was like, fuck, I got to say something.
All right. What's y'all favorite ways for black people to end a conversation?
Two bald dudes together talking about this. This can't
No, shout out to Kev on stage and your boy. I forgot the other dude, but they hilarious.
Black people, get off the phone.
Yes.
What do this we be right saying to alley. Get off the phone? This
later.
Is right up my alley. All right, man.
Later.
That's it. All right, man.
I'm going to let you go.
That's the one.
Yeah.
Nah, that's I want to get off the phone.
Yeah. I ain't going to hold
but
you.
But I'm going to let you go.
Let me get these kids together.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Love it.
Let me get these kids together. People be saying that. The kids is grown and out of the house. Let me get these kids together. Your kids moved out.
My kids. But you know
you trying to get rid of me?
Got to.
Yeah, let me get these kids squared away, man.
Because once you say, let me get these kids, what?
Ain't nobody going to fight you on the other side.
You can always blame the kids. Yeah.
And people back off.
All right. So, once I got kids, that was my favorite. these kids.
What's your go-to? Let me write this down so I can remember.
Yeah, you got to put that on your
The hottest and easiest one for me, like especially if I'm not home, like, oh, my wife calling, bro.
Yeah.
That's a smooth one, right? I can get that off anytime.
My thing is, I'm considerate. I'm be like, look, bro, I'm not going to hold you. I know you're busy and have important things to do.
Reverse psychology. Mine is, I'm
exiting with the reverse psychology. Yeah. Like, look, I'm not going to hold you, so I'm going
to
roll out.
He doing this the exact opposite. When I call him, he'd be like, look, man, I gotta cut the grass. I gotta clean the lawnmower.
Yeah, I was
like, damn, he gotta clean the lawnmower? You the only person I know cleaning the lawnmower, man. What's going on?
Nigga got an electric lawnmower.
Cleaning that bitch
about
is definitely.
Cleaning the lawnmower.
Yeah, that bitch ain't gonna survive.
All right, this is Kevin Hart on Kai Cenat's stream talking about his
that motherfucker's funny.
His
they're a dynamic trio, bro. Yeah. They work well together.
That shit funny.
Talking about his employees.
The way that you're running this, I can already tell is shit. Okay? People do what they want around here.
No,
they
listen to me.
These people
they have to go.
No, the house
is there's a lot of people down there just fucking around.
But they have watch this. Was you're fired. I want you to get off the walkie, and I want you to give it to somebody else that's capable of doing this fucking thing.
Hey, man, I love that for Kai, man. Dog, that's got to be damn near like a dream come true, bro. That's the funniest shit going on, man. Shit, damn.
That was just funny, dog. I just wanted y'all to see that. That was funny.
You're fine.
You peeped out the Kai Cenat shit, Dre. You peeped out his live shit during Thanksgiving.
I saw the first one when him and Kevin Hart kind of linked up. Him, Kevin, and Drewski linked up.
Yeah.
What a few months ago when they had the little sleepover shit.
Yeah.
So yeah, they all pretty good trio together. It seemed like Kevin Hart is like just like the 25-year older version
Shout
of
Shout out to
that,
whoever you know? Yeah. put yeah. it together yeah. to get it to where like they had the board saying, hey, if you give 50 subs, then we gonna have the dude play the drum, like all that right. shit. Made the dynamic that much funnier, and I mean that shit. That's how he got them subs. Like, he got them, bro. They marketing idea was off the chain. I mean, support us the same way, shit. Man.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying? Damn.
Absolutely, yeah. do that.
We gonna lose.
Like and subscribe.
Like and subscribe, man. Share it.
Kevin Hart. My first time seeing a ball was in Paper Soldiers.
Man, what the fuck? Speaking on paper.
How many punches to end this dude?
Yeah, damn. No. I might throw something at him. Man, dude,
his whole clavicle exposed.
Yeah, the clavicle, dog.
Yeah,
maybe a pluck, dog. Yeah. A pluck might do it.
Hey, but peep the comment next to it, bro, with the damn the bug. Yeah,
he's definitely giving praying mantis, dog.
Nah,
it's definitely a praying mantis thing going on.
Hilarious.
Why people do that? Though, like, you're gonna be famous if you take your shirt off and do this.
Hey, bro, like look where he at. Do you think it's too bro? Many other options for him right there? Like, you know what I'm crazy. Saying?
All
right,
so I'm gonna show y'all a video of Jersey people looking at UFOs, and we're gonna listen to how they sound. And then after that, I'm gonna play it without the sound, and we're gonna talk like New Orleans people with sound.
Yeah. Oh,
listening to the UFOs.
This is gonna be all fucking right. great.
Yeah, thank you.
You know what I'm saying? Fake.
It's fake.
I could zoom. That's fake.
No, it ain't.
That's a drone.
A drone can't go that high, bro.
don't underestimate.
What is that?
No, that ain't no fucking plane, you asshole.
No fucking plane, Santa Claus. Yo, it's moving.
It's going back and forth.
It's going up.
Yep, it's going
it's
up.
You, it's going up. You I, can't get no light out of that on no fucking plane.
Yeah, you go up, don't they? Hey, like he's that. So upset
fucking
about
Vinny.
This.
What is Joe having convention?
Do you see all the sections?
Look at the convention space.
Asshole, look.
All right. Scene. How would New Orleans people sound in the same situation?
All right, let's do this. All right. Play the video on mute.
All right, let's play the video on mute. There we go.
All right. Scene. Let's do this.
Bar, what the fuck that is?
Bar, I don't fucking know what you got me looking up for. Bitch, look down.
Oh, no. I'm looking up because that been like about to flash over here.
What it is?
We gotta be from the West Bank.
Boy, you a lady that took your phone and way up there with it. Boy, you better go get that.
Man, that's one of them little things, man.
But that bitch blanking.
Nigga, what?
Man, you know what them things, man? That be on the sky, man. You know what that is, man.
But ain't no fucking plane, boy. That bitch ain't moving, boy. Look at that bitch, boy. That bitch going uptown.
Oh, that bitch. Oh, definitely for the West Bank.
They're probably looking for somebody, man. It's a helicopter.
Oh, that's some people.
Oh, let's go.
That's some people. That's some people. Go by the Kansas, though.
All right. Yeah.
That's exactly how we'll do that. That's exactly.
Hey, they really made a conspiracy in their mind.
Yeah, they did.
That boy said, man, no fucking drunk.
Yeah.
I feel like he about to go home and beat somebody up because nobody believed him.
Yeah.
He going to be mad as hell throwing shit around.
All right, we're going to get into some more deep shit. All right.
A plum tree don't eat plums.
Plum tree don't eat plums. This basically your gifts ain't for you. Listen to this.
Oh, okay. Ooh.
Plum tree don't eat plums.
Listen to this.
A pear tree don't eat pears. All they get is water. Cause the fruit ain't for the tree. The fruit is for people who pass by. Your gift ain't for you. Which is why you can be depressed at home and be on the phone giving other people a word that'll flip their life. Have you ever hung up the phone like, I should have told myself that?
All the time.
Yes, indeed.
It's because your gift, Michael, ain't for you.
Damn.
Watch this. Wisdom is.
If you needed this reminder today, share this video to bless someone else.
Hey,
thanks. Plum tree.
Appreciate that, Tracy. bro, that shit right there is amazing, bro. That shit right there is like, I
know a lot of people in healthcare, a lot of people in mental health also may not be having a good day, but they have to go out there and actually, you know, try to help people with their lives. And sometimes you got to realize it's not for you. Sometimes, even though you're not having a good day, you know, sometimes you got to be there for that person because they're probably having the worst life, you know?
Yeah.
Man, that shit right there hit close to home because a lot of people ask me, like, how you get so much energy and stuff like that to always have wise words for people and stuff like that. Like, sometimes you don't deal with your own shit or whatever. But at the end of the day, like, that's what that's about. You know what I mean? Like, to be that type of person that you could be down but yet still have enough energy to give somebody else, that feeds you more. That's my charger. You know what I mean? Because, like, I could be down, but, like, Jeff might call me and he might be down. But at that moment, I know that some part of me where I got to find something to lift him up, that's a deep connection of, like, a self-awareness. Like, this moment's bigger than you. You could put how you feel to the side for the betterment of that person. That's when you're doing life as a service.
And that's when, you know, the reciprocation comes into play. Because sometimes you might not be able to find it anywhere. And guess what? Jeff might be having a bad day.
Exactly.
But guess what? He'll pull it out for you.
Exactly. Let me
see. Pause.
Pause.
Not in that way. You know what I'm saying? But look, just to keep it on that kick, you know what I'm saying? When it comes to even motivating the next person to keep going when you really don't want to keep going.
Facts.
It kind of gives you, like, you know, like Pro said, that kick, that jumpstart reminder, like, look, like he said, man, I told him keep going and I'm having a bad day and I was about to slow down. Like, you know, that's how this keep going.
Look at the shirt. Keep going. Shout out to my dog.
And I didn't even know he had the shirt on, but that's how it's rocking.
DH next up. Keep going. Clothing line from the east side,
peep,
man.
Peep this. I work in healthcare and I get paid and you could do the bare minimum or you can actually give quality service.
Right.
I work in discharge. And I see fucking there's 90 to 100 people in residential treatment and they come to me on their 16th day and I feel them when they come and they could either go to a homeless shelter or I could find them someplace to go to further their treatment. And it's like I bust my ass for these people and I find them places to go and find them places to further their treatment. And I mean, it's all about giving quality service and giving people what they need. And that's all about. I love my job, dog. It's like, that's what gives me power, gives me energy, and I'll bust my ass to do it, dog. Because I feel like I've been in that situation and whatever it is, and I feel like it ain't even about recognition or whatever it is. It's like, dog, you coming in this bitch, I'm going to bust my ass to get to the next level.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. That's it.
Service, period. Bro. Life is about service.
But healthcare, motherfucker, I see what...
Leave it alone. We're going to keep it there. Keep it there.
Conspiracy. Oh, so
what... Let me not see why the motherfucker... Why the motherfucker shot your boy. Sometimes you got to keep it there, man. Keep it there.
I was about to say what happened with that. Didn't they come out and find him?
They found him at McDonald's, they say.
No, you said a McDonald's employee, and right?
Hey, you know the I'm not going to lie. I was going to send this.
Ain't Mac buying
I was going to send this super conspiracy dude, but I was like, he went so deep into trying to put numbers together, I didn't even want y'all to look see that in the group
look
message.
Look at the eyebrows.
Fuck that guy.
They had a guy who noticed that he had like so many followers, and then he only had so many tweets, and he was caught so many miles away. I was like, bro. Duh. What? How y'all come up with this shit?
I saw that. It was 284 or something.
Yeah, and he was like, he was caught exactly 284 miles away from the murder. And I was like, bro, how y'all come up with that shit?
Fuck those people. Yeah. Those people, the measurement YouTubers, everything is so fucking...
That was like, you know, I don't know how you deal with that.
They eat that shit up.
Yeah.
Yeah, bro.
So this for y'all young niggas that are
younger than I ain't stupid.
Yeah,
as this
no,
guy.
this not directed to semi young.
Yeah,
no.
I'm semi, but the young one.
Y'all want to do pranks on the internet? Y'all want to do videos and shit? Learn to be a better judge of character before you start doing shit like this, right?
You looking at these little childish toys for? You crazy? What? How old you is? Nigga, too old to be looking at these little toys. That you a b- something, nigga? That's the second time you can call me a b- nigga. What you mean? What's wrong with you, nigga? When I call you that, bring my bag back. You be tweaking. You doing?
Nah, you on video. This a joke.
It's a joke, huh?
Yeah. But so, see, yeah, though, on top of that, that man could have been having a fucking terrible right. day, bro. You come messing with me,
fucking
bro.
Fucking dog died.
I'm buying something for my daughter to cheer my daughter up. You telling
probably
me
going
I'm
going through it with your baby mama. Yeah, you know what man. Saying?
But like you said, you got to be a better judge of character, man. Like, you don't do that shit with your own kind. Man. Right. Stop messing with us older people with kids that's just trying to get in the store and get the fuck out of there as it is.
Anytime I'm in Walmart, it's not a good day.
No, no. I'm about to spend $300 more dollars than I thought I was going to spend.
All right, especially precisely. You and you in a man, you a man in Walmart and you trying to get shit done, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. And then out the blue, at the last minute, you going to the line and then you look at a text message and your wife just send you something.
Oh, can you get this?
I forgot the sour cream.
Yeah. Or some fucking, the most, what about the weird shit when she catch you at the store and it's a, you read the text message and it's a fucking dun 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 moment because she needs tampons and you got to get it as a guy.
Oh, yeah.
I ain't worry about that.
Do
shit.
I get nah, the heavies?
The conspiracy.
Do
yeah.
I get the small? Do I get wings?
That get the mixed
what are
pack?
Wings anyway?
Yeah,
what are
now,
wings?
Now, this is when we got to use technology. Send me a picture of what the fuck you want. You know what I'm saying? That's going to tell you what. All is on and everything. You should technology it's, old niggas you know what I'm saying don't be sitting up there worrying about if she need wings go find it send me a picture of it
but then
I
you gotta
you.
Have a conversation you need super or light you
just get the we ain't even having no conversation
yeah I don't want to know. That's why I said I want to know about the holy grail we oh don't go know. Red
we're going party
I
lights.
Thought you was going red going that would have been wild period that's crazy dude. Oh, look.
Oh, it's red.
Hey,
now.
He's back.
Hey, it's Bill.
Is always, is make always.
All right, so let's go back to normal here. All right, we're going to finish up here. But y'all need to check this out. This is kind of weird. This video here is talking about the way the media manipulates the official record.
Mandela effect.
That's what I'm about to ask.
Without anyone noticing ownership. We used to pay money and then the thing actually belonged to us. Now everything is sold as a service. Music as a service, movies as a service. We spend and we hold nothing in our hands. This got my wheels turning. I want to talk about it. So at face value, it reminds me of a time when we would buy CDs, DVDs. We could watch or listen to it whenever we wanted. Today, if a movie or song gets removed from all platforms, there could literally be no official way to access it. What it got me thinking about was the future of the public record and who is actually in control of it. Remember during the Super Bowl when Alicia Keys hit that bad note and the next day all the official media had the note fixed?
Some people want it all. Some people want it all.
If it weren't for people having their own archive, the official record is actually a lie. It's an intentional misrepresentation of what actually happened. And it's all fun and games when you're talking about just entertainment. What happens with things that are more important? And I just think about the ripple effect of what this could mean longer term. Like, who is the controller of truth or of reality? I think that we're going to start to see fractures in having what you remember be different from what the public historical record is of that moment in time.
Yeah. Mandela effect for sure.
100%.
They came out and said that the cornucopia on the Fruit of the Loom actually was part of the logo. So that brings in the question, why were they trying to gaslight us to begin with? You know what I'm saying?
Right. It's crazy.
It's weird, though.
Yeah.
It's weird. But also, this is why I think it's important for everyone to keep their own, like, hard files. Like, you can rely on Apple Music, you know, to always stream up your playlist, you know.
Right.
But I believe in having my own MP3s and my own server and where I can access it. And Apple fucking goes to shit, I'm going to still have my shit.
You especially your pictures. Most people
504.studio.
Yeah. Most people trust Facebook and Instagram with the fucking history of all their family pictures.
Yeah, no, not me.
I still print them joints out.
Nah, yeah, I do multiple backups, but I'm still going to print them out.
We're in the age of misinformation, though.
Yep.
Nothing exists. Kind of go back to what was it, like two pods ago in the dugout when you say we just easily programmable?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
It goes. Super. It kind of plays into that.
Mm-hmm.
And we just see one thing, then, you know, 5 years later, you see it again, and it's completely different, but you forgot how the original looked because, like you say, we have no hard copies of it. They could just change the, we could just change the picture of the pod a million different times, you know what I'm saying? So they'll never know.
Ooh, they took that one.
Ooh, that one was nasty. Then.
No,
ooh,
see.
I should have downloaded that.
See, that just showed it right there. Exactly. Whoa, why you got. Mandela effect right there. Wow.
It don't even exist no more.
So wild.
What were you about
tell
to show
me?
It don't exist.
Tell him what just happened.
So what just happened is that he's trying to go and show us some shit about some shit, and then the shit don't even exist no more.
There was another link that I was about to play.
It's and then, it was a freaky link.
That's why I need to
leave. Link.
Yeah.
Pre-production, you know what I'm saying?
The
that's wild. This page isn't available.
It was a good one. It was
yeah,
good
you gotta read. So. You gotta read it like that. When the thing is a conspiracy, this you gotta be like, "This page isn't available right now. It's gonna self destruct."
That's right. Crazy, man. I didn't lost a lot of good songs and whatnot just off the strength of that piff.
Oh yeah,
you know what
let
saying?
Me
that,
tell you
that
something.
Disappeared, and it's like, damn, bro, it's like impossible that to piff. Find this music anymore.
That piff with the shit. Dre is so far advanced on his path. He already made the decision.
He's a Buddha now. He's not even talking.
Yeah, I know exactly. Right. He's like, there's nothing to say. Yeah.
And it's so instrumental. Wow.
This Tyler talking about Busta.
How I approach.
Word.
And I don't mean like a specific thing, just to how I approach the freeness, the how wild it is. And I don't mean wild in just like the regular way. It was this. It was human. It was like, that's interesting, and you just went for it. Now all the I remember the first time I saw Give Me Some More, and I said, I want to make stuff.
Thank you.
I want to thank you for existing. For existing. It's a few of you that don't get you, Missy. It's so many of you, the list could go on, that don't get their flowers. And you guys are so important to me and my output. And I just want to say thank you. I fucking mean that from the bottom of everything.
Thank you.
Yo, I love that. You know why? Because like in the past like 3 years, Tyler has been very like aware of like his appreciation of music. He's been very vocal about that shit.
Yo. I mean, dog, as a fan of his for a long time, he's been vocal about his love for just music in general.
Mm-hmm.
He always spoke about it in all his songs. The difference was his songs were so eerie and dark that most people didn't listen. But upon listening to it, you'll see, like, damn, he really loves music from the samples that he
more
has.
More than anybody.
I would probably say he's a super student
Tyler
of the game.
Tyler loves music more than anybody.
Which is why he
right
was
now.
Able to grow the way he was able to grow.
Yeah.
It's like he figured it out. If I use a little gimmick to get me going.
Ain't
and
wrong
and,
with
I, and I, nothing's wrong with that. No, what they say,
as
all publicity is good publicity.
Yeah, follow it up with something.
So, and he just, and that's all he did, just tape after tape after tape. He just kept following up then with TV shows and whatnot.
But
so,
shout out to Busta Rhymes, because I mean, he's absolutely right. Like, go back to those Busta Rhymes days.
They was making them Michael Jackson like videos.
Hype Williams was fucking wilding back then.
What was the budgets back then? Them budgets was big.
It was really
crazy.
$1 million videos. Though.
Yeah, I mean, back then. But. Well, you could do that same video for like $30,000 now. It's crazy.
Right, isn't it? Well?
It depends on, you know, if it's a site location that you got to run out. But, all right, a few more videos and alternative boot up or shut up.
Soulja Boy coming up with the ad lib Flocka and Soulja being his first ever feature.
I don't never want to get into it. He's the first nigga I seen, like, as a rapper, really get money.
Money.
What?
He the first viral.
Bro, Soulja Boy is like Waka Flocka. Yeah. Like he basically had the effect. Like I really like the word like Flocka come from Soulja. Like you know what I'm saying? Like,
oh wow, I didn't know.
Yeah, oh God, like little brothers live behind. He's live in the neighborhood behind us. He came. I was like, hey bro, I need a feature. I remember one time I was on like, hey bro, give me a guy. Nigga, I ain't got no rap. Nigga, Soulja was the first rap feature I ever had.
Wow.
Real talk. That was my little brother. He really like, man, bro, you gotta just be repetitive, man. Let him know, bro. Flocka. Just keep saying Flocka. Like, bro, listen to it. I said it in one song. He's like, this the ad lib. This shit gonna be big.
I didn't know Soulja gave you that ad lib.
Wow. That's how simple it be.
He ain't telling me to lie either, bro.
That's how simple it be.
Soulja really don't get enough credit. Like when he was saying that shit about like I really was the first. Yeah. Nah, seriously, like Beyonce and Drake. Because Beyonce said, what you said? Hop up out the bed.
Mm-hmm.
That Soulja, hop up out the bed. Got my swag on. Fuck, dog, that boy really was the first to do a lot. Ringtone Platinum.
Drake, you fuck with Soulja, huh? Superman?
Yeah, I fuck with Soulja. He's done a lot.
Superman at all.
Man, Soulja had a couple of bangers, man. I used to rock with Soulja. Like, not even a dance song. Like, I used to like dig into his discography and really listen to a couple.
Soulja was the first rap on YouTube. Soulja was the first rap to go
platinum. He really was a couple first.
Oh, my God, bro. Can I talk about this real quick?
We're going to do, all right, this is a special segment of Boot Up or Shut Up. We're going to do three little clips real quick, and then we gotta pick which one y'all think went harder. Okay, So let's run that boot up one more time. Go ahead, bro.
Man, so look, I was just scrolling on Instagram and I came across this clip, and I pressed play, and she started rapping, and instantly her energy came across. Check this yo chick out, bro. I think her name's B for Better. I'm not sure where she's from, but this shit's
like
so
Alabama,
raw.
But I don't
sound
know.
Like kind of Florida-ish somewhere, a little somewhere bit, somewhere south. Around it. Yeah. She's definitely Southern, but this shit's so raw. Running.
I might just flash out on my pappy for that whole shit that he did. How you fucking on my mama, but couldn't take care of your kids? What's the point of calling you daddy when you never was a father? And what's the point of reaching out when a nigga ain't ever even bothered? But what's the point of me talking? I picked the same kind of BD. What's the point of him being 32, fucking me at 17? But what's the point of being sad? They just gonna label you as fast. Cause you know dope boys not pedophiles long as they get in the bag. What's the point of being mad? You better off not giving a fuck. They be screaming they hate he did it, but still love they uncles. What's the point of keeping secrets if he a threat to all the nieces? And why y'all hurting all the angels so you can protect all the demons? What's the point of even lying? You get caught up every time. What's the point of your relationship if y'all ass ain't even trying? How we glorifying murder, then we be shocked when niggas die. Like, what's the point? Are we down with catching bodies or we not? Like, what's the point of getting it right when that shit still gonna go left? What's the point of having fam if you can't ask him for help? What's the point of joining the...
Yeah.
She
was speaking.
She one
ate.
Of them, huh?
She was talking just now. Man.
She ate.
Oh,
that's when you really wear your heart on your sleeve and you put it out there. Man, I love that.
That shit was like a book fresh out of, like, I wonder why the, you know, what's the name of that book by the Cage Bird Sing?
That's the one we saw already. All right. All right.
That was some shit like that.
So let's check this one out next.
Chance the Rapper.
Dirty work. The prison's doing miscount.
I gotta start that one over because I can't miss a second of this motherfucker. Hold on.
Is doing dirty work. The prison's doing miscounts. The ops and the top shot callers having sit downs. The goal is to get down with the get downs. If God bless America, then God bless a Babylon. They build a ladder to a satellite, then rounded up the chattel through a saddle on. Threw us in a battle just to settle on 48. Cause I know dudes that never even had a lawn. Come on now. 40 days, yet another monsoon. They gotta fix Jackson, fix Flint sometime soon. How they finna get rid of guns? I need mine soon. Every reparation but ours, I need mine soon. They build a ladder out of people, they some heavy steppers. They left some people underwater, they some levy steppers. Then they dip like the gyro with the heavy peppers. Took our faces out the book, I call it heavy metal. Lord God, protect the class from the soldiers that come from patrolling in the schools to control us. They got a pipeline from the stroller to the holding while your counterparts loaf and keep scrolling, keep trolling. The rain won't let up, the pain won't let up. Some days I'm underfed, some days I'm fed up. Some days I lay in bed, grief fills my head up. I start to feel set up, the heart getting wet up.
Fuck. Said, bro, we have really reached the fucking era in music of information right now. People don't want to hear that fuck shit, dog.
That is serious. That was epic.
Bro, people are really,
he really telling,
saying
he's
some
really
shit
telling
right
you
now,
something.
Dog.
Yeah.
Man, he's shout really out to telling the
nigga said the art getting wet up, son.
Bro, shout out to the new Earth, dog. Shout out to the new Earth. Like, for real, dog. Look that shit up. Eckhart Tolle. You know what I mean? Like, we're going into a whole new collective consciousness right now. You know what I mean? We get into a spot where Cat Williams said it. Like, things are getting exposed. And from that, it's going to a collective consciousness of an awakening, dog. And if you not in that frequency, you're not going to be able to go to that next level,
you
dog.
Seen
I'm
D1 and,
real.
And Benny the Butcher chopped
D1
it up?
D1 and Benny the Butcher chopped it up was beautiful,
I that
dog.
Was, I
Joe, pull
that
it up
fire.
While we're running real quick. D1 and Benny the Butcher. Shout out to Benny the Butcher from Griselda. It's a guy that raps about like super
he's
cocaine
usually rapping,
music,
yeah,
right?
He's really rapping about stuff that, you know, D1 usually was against, but
yeah.
So it's the for them to come
D1,
together.
D1.
Yeah, Benny the Butcher and D1. Yeah, that's a hot topic off the press. Like, that's really good to talk about. You know what I mean? Because
not D1.
D1. Just the fact that D1 gets, check it out, though. D1 gets so much shit for, like, being, like, the goody guy that does this, that, the third, or whatever. But at the end of the day, it's true. There's two sides to this story. There's a side of the hustler side that I gotta go through this. I gotta tell a story. But that's also the side of the mother, the father, or the child that wants to see a different way out. And when it comes to the interaction, you could see.
But look, before we spiral too far, before we do,
where is that?
Was there a third contestant in this boot up or shut up?
No, it was just them two.
All right, if it was just them two, and we gotta choose, I mean, where we going?
That's a hard choice because they both were like epic.
Yeah, both the bones was what we needed.
But I mean, Chance took it to another level, I think, in my opinion.
Yeah, definitely did.
I mean, of course, Chance took it to another level. But I mean, I genuinely, it was my first time seeing the clip. I mean, I saw him sending it in a group, but I purposely didn't want to listen to it so I could get a raw reaction of it.
Mm-hmm.
And I mean, Shawty was really speaking her truth.
Shawty was too.
She was speaking her truth.
Yeah.
While, you know, I think, you know, Chance was giving us the truths. She was speaking hers, and I might have to flow with Shawty on that.
Yeah, she spoke some very, brave things.
Yeah, some very brave things. Something you got to be courageous and to put your heart on the line and really say that out loud and, mm-hmm. and mean it. And like he said, like you said earlier, you got to step in it. Mm-hmm. A foot and feel it until she put it out there.
That's right. What she said. It was the point of hurting angels just to protect all the demons. So that's what right. she was doing.
Yeah. Yeah. But yeah, everybody else, what y'all think? You gotta pick one. Which one y'all picking?
Who you got?
No, I'm fucking with Shawty on that. That was brave.
For what?
For between Chance and Shawty.
Nah, I fuck with Chance, man.
Yeah.
Fuck with Chance.
Let the audience pick on that.
One. Yeah,
let the audience pick on that one. All right, well, we gonna leave a little poll at the bottom, man.
Chance, no, they both was dope. So we
yeah, all of course, they both was dope. I mean, we know Chance pedigree.
One's
yeah.
micro, one's macro.
Yeah, macro exactly. wins.
Chance sonically yeah. sounded better. Though.
Oh, yeah, really for sure, it was productive.
This where it's at right here. This what we're trying to.
That you going too deep into not that one. You got to go back to where you was on Instagram and just go over. Shit, what I would call it, bro.
It's hard to find this
on some micro. You literally was on relationship it. Shit. Yeah, she went hard, but on some macro fucking.
Yeah, well, I said he told the troops yeah, out here. He told yeah, everything yeah. that was going on. Why yeah. you left Instagram, bro? You was doing so.
I
good
know everything is on IG. Just go to D1 page. So good, yeah, just go to D1 page.
No
yeah.
matter message.
You over here? You got the mini, yeah, there mini you go. Controlling. You know what I'm saying?
All right, go down there.
You working Joe that
got the technology?
Yeah, man. Right hey, there, right Joey there. Joey got all the. All
right,
tech.
So let's
and
let's read
you
right
can
here.
Scroll over. You see the little arrow right there, brother.
Yeah, hold on. Let's read this.
What's up, bro?
What are you?
Man, great, bro. But look, they try to throw us in the cross, and I'm like, no, I ain't got nothing. I'm like, no, Ricky. Correct.
I'm laughing at you, dude. And you're right. You speaking about you dead ass right. We rapped about all this drugs, he dumb destruction of shit. I'm saying that you just see it a different way. You're right,
man. Thank you.
We all got kids and shit,
man, bro. Thank
you. Get our point across different.
We get out, man. Thank you. Well, Wayno told me the same thing when I met him just now. And I'm just like, I knew I wasn't crazy, bro. Yeah. You heard me? Hey, yeah.
Great and all. Where's the song?
Nah, that's true though.
I mean, is he a musician? Where's the music?
Who, Benny the Butcher?
No, D1. Where's the song? I want to hear the song.
You never heard him rap?
Yeah.
What song? Oh, him and D1? I mean, him and Benny?
Ain't no song. It was no song.
Oh.
You thought it was a song? Some creative shit?
Yeah. Be
no, we just, no, why we watched
it? Yeah. No, we was nah, talking
we
about...
Talking about the
boot up or shut up. Yeah.
Nah, boot up or shut up was over, I thought.
But well, that's just, why I wanted to wrap up the boot up or shut up and before we run down the hole of just talking about, like, we want something to be told. Like, yeah. We're not just trying to hear no bullshit no more. Because, I mean, they're hiding it from us. So if somebody don't tell it to us. Shit, what you said was on your TikTok feed, bro? Lies?
TikTok.
Yeah, Muggy said, no, man. Muggy said,
who mine?
You know what I'm saying? He said his TikTok feed was nothing but lies, man. What a real shit
some
at.
Some creative shit. That'd be tight to have Benny Butcher and then D1.
That's dope.
Showing his perspective on, like, him saying something to D1 coming back with some something. That's some
that would be dope, like a conversation.
The problem I have with D1 is his timing of his headline-driven shout outs about Wayne and all this other shit. It just seemed like he was attention grabbing and more media driven than, okay, you're a rapper, then rap. Like, I mean, but if nobody playing your shit, now you're a podcaster, right? So, you know what I'm saying? But what is he? Or is he a teacher? Like, what are you? I don't know.
I think you can't put a person in a box when they have a purpose. Because like if you can't
is your purpose to reach headlines?
Well, imagine this. Imagine
can
you
be ego driven and humble at the same time?
Well, no, you can't. You can't be ego driven and humble at the same time. But you could be purpose driven and battle between your ego.
You remember that video
ego.
I shot for D1?
Yes,
with Aaliyah Fleury.
Yeah,
and all these. He didn't seem like the most humble guy when I was shooting it for him. Let's just say that. But other than that, where's the music? That's all I gotta say.
He has 12 albums.
Yeah, I'm about to say, dude really been putting out music.
I didn't like none of it, though.
That's hate. That's hate.
Letting
that's
know
hate.
Where the music is. Yeah, you know, I mean, he has two albums this year.
Yeah, music
album last year.
He just dropped a song with Project
Two
Pat.
2022.
Like, y'all like
he
it?
He drops a lot of shit. I didn't listen to it. Okay. I haven't listen to D1 since 05.
Look, man.
Shots fired.
It is a lot of attention grabbing. I think he's going through, but at the same time, fuck it. I think the conversation is still important.
Interesting. Well, yeah, man.
Anybody else out in New Orleans that y'all fuck with? Any upcoming motherfuckers?
Yes. Fucking shouts out to Jameel Naeem X, aka Scythe, just dropped a new album today. You know what I mean? OTB, Thinking Out the Box, him and King Akeem, but just dropped the album today. They also dropped the album with what his name is, Young Roddy. All of them put an album together. Shouts out to them.
Yeah.
East Side.
Shout out to East Side.
Oh, they're from the East Side, so good music coming out the city.
Man, again, shout out to y'all selves, man. Shout out to y'all selves, man. Yeah. Y'all look good. Yeah. Y'all feeling good, man.
Yeah.
Episode what?
Shout out to Mars. Mars.
Episode 8.
Hey, put
episode
it up.
Episode 8. You know
episode
what I'm saying?
8.
East Side.
I wonder why I can't episode.
Yeah.
But I already got dressed.
Word.
This beat feels like a good day in the park.
That's why
this
we
beat feels
off.
Like I want chill in the dark.
Yeah.
I want chill in the dark.
Yeah. Episode 8.
Shout out to Joe, the ninja fucking near, making this shit fucking happen, dog.
504 our studio, you know where it's at.
Shout out to Joey Barber.
We got them beats for your ass every week. Every week. They don't stop.
Shout out
we gonna continue our journeys on level play.
Shout out to Trey.
Shout out to Oak in the corner, man. He was Oak in the corner today. You're the elf on the shelf that's Oak in the corner, man.